A word for you from John 9 and verse 1 to 3. Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but the works of God should be revealed in him. Suffering and evil is a result of the fall. God made a good and a perfect world. Before Adam and Eve chose to disobey God and give in to the temptation of Satan, the world was without pain, without suffering, and without death. Evil came into this world as a result of man's rebellion against the Creator. All of creation continues to suffer as a result of the sinfulness of human beings. Pain, disease, sorrow, and death are terrible consequences of human wickedness. We can also say that false religions cause most of the suffering in the world today. Animism, witchcraft, voodooism has produced terrified, superstitious followers who have engaged in ritual killings, cannibalism, and cruelty. Witch doctors have routinely blamed individuals for natural disasters, such as a bolt of lightning striking a hut, or death by disease. As drums play and witch doctors sway in a trance, they identify some poor innocent soul as responsible for any given natural event. That person might be forced to jump off a high cliff, drink poison, be fed to crocodiles, or clubbed to death. In many parts of the world, we have young girls being forced to have their front teeth sawn off by the witch doctors as part of a beautification ceremony. There is no doubt that animism causes untold suffering. Hinduism also has produced idolatrous followers who have engaged in infanticide, widow burning, the burning of lepers. Missionary William Carey documented how widows as young as 11 years old were burned alive on a funeral pyre of their husband. On one occasion, 33 widows of one man were burned alive at the cremation of the deceased husband. Lepers would be burned to ensure a better reincarnation. Mothers even sacrificed their children by throwing them into the Mother Ganges River to be eaten by crocodile. Religions have produced callous males who've abused females, engaged in polygamy, slavery, slave raids, kidnapping, terrorism, and suicide bombing. Communism's produced commissars and comrades who've slaughtered tens of millions of people in gulags and killing fields in the name of freedom. More people have been killed in the name of atheism than all other religions combined. Socialism has impoverished countless countries and eroded economies in the name of uplifting the poor. Secular humanism is producing increasingly selfish, shallow, stupid, superficial socialists. Ideas have consequences. All suffering, ultimately, is a result of mankind's sin and rebellion against God. Suffering is intrinsically connected to the fall. There was no suffering prior to sin. Suffering in this world is part of the complex of God's judgment on the world. Everything has consequences. Whatever we sow, we shall reap. The wages of sin is death.